The federal agency in charge of naturalizing new U.S. citizens is in turmoil, with furloughs, budget shortfalls, and paralyzing backlogs. And 3 months before the presidential election, all of this is affecting who will be able to vote in November. As WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports now, thousands of people here in Massachusetts are watching their dream of casting a ballot this year slip away.
Wait times for citizenship applications to be processed vary greatly from one region of the country to the next. In Boston, it's estimated to be between 9 and 13 months, which is right around the nationwide median. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is facing a backlog and budget crisis. The agency is in charge of processing things like visas, green cards, marriage petitions, and citizenship applications. Veronica Serrato with Boston-based Project Citizenship says the wait time to become a naturalized U.S. citizen has nearly doubled since 2016, which means people looking to start the naturalization process now may not complete it until next summer.
Clients who call the office on a daily basis are calling because they want to achieve citizenship in time to vote in November 2020, and they're really disappointed when we tell them that already it's too late.
USCIS has created a naturalization crisis.
That's Doug Rand, an expert on the immigration system and senior fellow at the Federation of American Scientists. He testified before Congress last week. By Rand's analysis, more than 10,000 people in Massachusetts and 300,000 people nationwide could miss out on voting this year because of the backlog of naturalization interviews.
These aspiring Americans are young and old, Republicans and Democrats, living all across the country, who would normally be eligible to vote this November, but still haven't had their interviews yet.
The administration cites the shutdown caused by the pandemic and more intensive vetting processes to root out fraud as reasons for the increased wait times. But Sharvari Daladani, director of government relations for the American Immigration Lawyers Association, has a different theory. Daladani also testified before Congress, arguing new vetting practices and long wait times are a strategic move on behalf of the Trump administration, an effort to dismantle the legal immigration process.
If you look at the policies that have been enacted, they deliberately decrease USCIS efficiency, slow down case processing, and discourage individuals from applying. And although the claims are that it's for fraud detection or to weed out frivolous applications, there hasn't been evidence to that.
The pandemic shut down most of USCIS operations, including naturalization ceremonies, for nearly 3 months. Since then, the agency has resumed smaller, socially distanced ceremonies, and an estimated 110,000 new citizens nationwide have been naturalized in time to vote. But last month, nearly 70% of USCIS's workforce received furlough notices because of a cash crunch. Sarah Pierce is a policy analyst at the Migration Policy Institute. She says furloughs will mean even fewer voters in November.
Because with the furlough will go not only adjudication of citizenship applications, but also oath ceremonies. The furlough will hamper USCIS's ability to hold those oath ceremonies.
And Pierce says it's not just naturalization that would take a hit. The entire legal immigration system would come to a grinding halt. USCIS is asking Congress for an additional $1.2 billion. The agency says without the funding, the furloughs will go into effect at the end of the month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.